Welcome to the Tabletop Games Blog topic discussion.
The representation of bees, the latest buzz in the board game hobby. Here is another article inspired by the wonderful Bez from Stuff by Bez. She suggested I talk about the representation of bees. There wasn't any particular angle she wanted me to take, but the title alone gave me some inspiration. So in this article, I want to look at board games that feature bees in some way. I think the topic of bees really only represents one of the many more fresh subjects that modern board games cover. We've had plenty of games exploring human history in more or often less successful ways, often glossing over critical historical facts and redrawing the past with the quill of the Westerner and their skewed views of what actually went on. Board games have also explored many science fiction, fantasy, and other fictional settings, and I don't think I have to mention the vast genre of train games. So seeing some more unusual topics, such as bees, making it into a hobby is wonderful. In fact, a lot of nature themes have made their way into a hobby. They're not only bees, but also mushrooms, trees, birds, and probably many others that I just can't think of. I think that bee-themed board games have been steadily on the rise because of the growing ecological awareness and interest in environmental conservation. These games have succeeded in captivating players by offering a fresh perspective on the natural world and by making connections between gameplay and real-life issues such as the importance of bee populations to our food supply. One of the earliest bee-themed board games that I can think of is Hive. The game doesn't feature just bees, but many other insects too. It is a two-player abstract strategy game where players place hexagonal tiles that mimic a beehive and have to outmaneuver each other's insects. A wonderful touch, which was probably just a coincidence, is that the six-sided tiles reflect the natural hexagonal shape of the cells of a honeycomb. Another game that puts bees at the center and also uses the hex shape is The Bears and the Bees. Players are working outwards from the queen bee in the center to increase the colony and be the first to get rid of all of their cards. The game also features honey-eating bears, not of the poo variety, but real-life ones. The wonderful Applejack also features bees, even though the focus is on apples, not bees. In fact, rather than bees, it's more the hives that play a role in this fun game, which also has hex tiles in it. However, as we know, apple trees won't produce fruit unless they are pollinated, and bees are one of the biggest pollinators. The recent apiary does make bees the center of attention, but it takes the topic and combines it with a futuristic science fiction setting. Apparently, the absence of humans on Earth in some distant future has allowed another sentient species to take their place. Yes, it's the humble honeybee. Of course, none of these games is particularly educational, even though the first three could potentially work as a way to teach about bees in some small way. One of the few modern board games that features bees and that is of educational value is Ecogon. The game focuses on the interaction of animals and plants and tries to illustrate how there is a whole web of dependencies. The role of a player is to create sustainable environments with a variety of animals and plants. So even though bees are only one of many of the animals featured in the game, they are still there. However, that's the only game I can think of that actually teaches people through play and features bees. I think that is a reflection on how niche the topic of bees actually is in our hobby. Sure, if you try and get a list of all games published so far that have the word bee in it, you probably get a couple of hundred titles. At the same time, that number is minuscule when you compare it to games with a different topic. While bee-themed board games have the potential to educate players about the vital role bees play in the environment, and to teach about pollination, biodiversity, and the ecological impact of declining bee populations, there currently don't seem to be many games that do so. That might be a reflection of how few games we have in our hobby that have some educational value, but it also shows how much more there is to explore in the space. Bee-themed board games could easily be made in partnership with environmental organizations and include informative materials about bee conservation efforts. These games would not just be about play, but also about raising funds and awareness for important conservation initiatives. Given everything I said so far, I think the topic of bees has a lot of potential. It highlights how we still have a lot more to explore in our hobby. Seeing more nature-themed games enter the market is really encouraging, even if many of them are there to entertain rather than educate us. Even so, play allows us to get to know about a topic we may otherwise have never thought about. Just playing a game about bees can encourage us to find out more for ourselves. And it doesn't just have to be about bees, of course. So what do you think? Do you like bee-themed games? What is your favorite? Do you know any bee-themed games that have an educational value? Have you seen any games about bees that were made in partnership with an environmental organization? As always, please be so kind and share thoughts on the blog at tabletopgamesblog.com. It's the hive mind that we need.
Thank you for listening to this Tabletop Games Blog topic discussion podcast. Please check the description below for links mentioned in this episode, as well as to the written version of this article on the blog. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, give us some stars, or leave a review. Please also tell your friends about me, and if you want to offer financial support, check out my Patreon Ko-fi pages, links to which you'll find in the blog at tabletopgamesblog.com. So thank you again for listening, and I hope to see you again soon.
This podcast was made possible by the generous help of my supporters. Role Patron Sean Newman, Magic Champion John Risley, Castle Guards David Miller and James Naylor, Dice Masters Alex Bardi, Paul Grogan and Robin Kay, and Shining Lights Jacob Davis, Gavin Jones, Sarah Reed and Richard Simpson.